Loop Radio, brought to you by America's Great Loop Cruisers Association. We're dedicated to sharing Great Loop information and inspiration with those actively cruising, planning for, or dreaming about a Great Loop adventure. This is Kim Russo. I'm the director of AGLCA. My guest today is Winston Fowler with Cruisers Net, and Winston is going to be filling us in on some of where things stand on the North Carolina ICW today. We're about a month out from Hurricane Florence really being a devastation to that area, but really don't want to go forward without at least sending our thoughts and prayers to those in the path of Michael right now. We know that the Panama City area has sustained a substantial amount of damage, including several of our sponsor marinas. Don't know at this point how many of our looper boats may have been in that area. Of course, we're very hopeful that all of the loopers themselves did follow the evacuation process and are safe, but we know there's a lot of devastation, and our hearts go out to all of those affected by that. We hope to do another podcast like this one pertaining to the area that was hit by Michael in a few weeks when things can settle down and we can gather some information. So for today, we'll be focusing on North Carolina and the impacts from Florence. Before I bring in Winston, I want to take a moment to recognize and thank our Admiral level sponsors who support AGLCA at the highest level. They are Curtis Stokes & Associates, Beneteau, Dog River Marina, Passage Maker Trawler Fest, Skipper Bob Publications, and Waterway Guide Media. As always, we encourage our listeners to support these businesses that support the Great Loop. Winston Fowler, thanks for joining me today. We appreciate your time.
Kim, thank you for inviting us to do so. And to all those who will be listening, I'd like to take this opportunity to say happy birthday, Kim. I hope the coming year is a good one for you.
Thank you, Winston. I appreciate that. Well, let's talk about you. Tell us a little bit about yourself and about Cruisers Net and what you're doing at for cruisers, because it's a great resource.
Well, thank you so much. That's a kind. I appreciate that compliment. Kim, yes, we've been around since 2005 on the web. We are sort of an offshoot from what Claiborne Young used to do when he became a cruising guide author back in 1983 and 84. And as the internet became a go-to medium, it became prudent for him to take his information and move it to the web. So back in about 2004, 2005, he began that. Basically, went from a cruising guide, format in print, to what he called the Cruisers Net, Salty Southeast Cruisers Net, which is focused solely on the ICW and its nearby, near coastal and coastal waters from mile marker zero around Florida over to Mobile Bay. So we're focused on one specific area, and of course, Cruisers Net is open to all boaters. It does not require a username. You don't have to remember a password, which for me is a golden thing. No membership, no registration. Just, click on it and share your experiences on the water, the ones that have caused you concern and the ones that have caused you some fun things, so that those who will be following you can enjoy your time on the water. And, of course, we've got directories for bridges and marinas and anchorages. And we do a weekly fuel price update where we call every marina, so along with all the alerts and notices to mariners. So it's kind of a complete cruising guide, and it's free to use. So we encourage those to use it as one of their resources to have a safe and fun day on the water, Kim.
Yeah, and it is a great resource, and Winston has always been a great resource personally for AGLCA, so we thank you for joining us with this today. And, of course, there's also a presentation from Curtis Huff of Cruisers Net next week at the Fall Rendezvous, and he'll be talking about part of the ICW, basically from the Keys up to, I believe he's going through Jacksonville. So those of you who are going to be joining us there, we'll get to hear more there. But Winston, tell us a little bit about your involvement with Cruisers Net and your cruising in general, because North Carolina is your home waters, correct?
North Carolina is our home waters. I started boating as a kid, and we were out on the lake, out on the Catawba River and the Waccamaw River in South Carolina. Is where I started my boating as a youngster with the family, and it was mostly family boating, both coastal and on the lakes and rivers of South Carolina. Then as an adult, I did some boating out in the West when we lived out there. When we moved to Washington, D.C. and worked, we lived in Annapolis, Maryland for a little over 12 years, and that's where we really got into some enjoyable cruising. And We decided upon retirement that we would actively cruise, and that was starting in 2000. So I'd say from the year 2000, we started cruising from the Chesapeake to the Keys to the Bahamas and on the west coast of Florida, and we continued that up to today. We're going through a series of boats from sail to power, so we appreciate both modes of sources of power. And, you know, it's one of these things where we got involved with Claiborne when he was writing his guides. We were using his guides, and we found out that Claiborne lived in the town that we lived in. So we had lunch, and they said, anything we can do to help you in this, you know, in this endeavor. We signed on in 2005, and the rest is history. Of course, the untimely part was that Claiborne died in an accident shortly after his wife had passed away from lung cancer. So the team that was working with him was really attached to this gentleman. He had a passion to help cruisers. He had a passion for cruising, and it's sort of, if we can let his dream continue, then we want to do so. So we're trying to do everything as he had laid it out and had hoped to perpetuate it. So it's both an honor and a pleasure to be here with Cruisers Net.
Yeah, well, and hats off to you and the rest of the team, because you have been able to continue what was started by Claiborne, and it's just a great resource, so we appreciate it. Let's talk a little bit about the North Carolina ICW, that section of the ICW. We know that they had the worst, and a little bit of, in the northern part of South Carolina as well, but they had the worst of the impacts from Florence. For most loopers who are kind of doing the typical seasonal year-long trip, they may not be in North Carolina for another, several months until the spring. But we know that we have some of our gold loopers that have summered on the Chesapeake and will be heading south.
Yep.
We know we have people who aren't looping yet who are doing the more typical snowbird kind of thing and will be migrating south as well. So they'll be in that area soon, very soon, in fact. So start, if you can, kind of as an overall impression of the damage that was done to the ICW through North Carolina and South Carolina.
Well, Kim, you know, I want to be very careful here. At the same time, we want to be exactly factual. Doing the loop to me is one awesome adventure. And those of you who are starting out new, you're on something that will be a lifetime of memories, a lifetime of friends you're going to meet. So just, you know, take it with a little bit of caution as you come into North Carolina this year, but with no anxiety. For the most part, I'd like to just say North Carolina is open and welcomes you. The obvious is there's been a major storm come through here. And the rainfall that has been inland with all the rivers and the estuaries around North Carolina, not unlike the Chesapeake, things float downstream. And there are some marinas that were still recovering from last year's Irma. So you will find that if you do proper planning, take the time in the evening or the day before to look at your float plan, know where you want to go, make some phone calls, do some prudent planning, and there may be a few places that don't have all the services they had last year, but they've got enough to make your stay comfortable, and you can enjoy enjoy North Carolina. Just don't rush through. This is one of those years where you always hear, stop and smell the roses, stop and enjoy the journey. Don't just act like you're trying to deliver your boat to South Florida and rush through. This is an excellent time. It's almost like divine providence. Enjoy North Carolina. Get off the ICW a little bit. Go up some of the rivers, places like Elizabeth City and Edenton, historic towns, Washington, North Carolina. These are off the ICW. But they're just loaded with good restaurants, wonderful people, things to do, things to see. And for the most part, these places are still open. So, I'd say there hasn't been major damage. There is prudent cause for concern to watch where you're going. Be careful. Do your charting. Look for those alerts on your charts. Look, that we have on our website and others have on their websites. Look for those alerts. And just proceed with caution, but proceed, I think, and enjoy the trip. And hopefully the weather will be solid gold for them as they enter North Carolina. That'd be the main thing. Have a sunny day.
Right. So let's kind of the most important thing, is the waterway open all the way through North Carolina into South Carolina? Because I know for a time following the storm, as all of the rain that fell in the upstate and the uplands kind of worked its way down. Parts of it were actually closed to traffic coming through. Is that correct?
Right. That is correct. I think if it wasn't closed, there were elements of it that were not operating that closed it. I mean, you could operate up to the bridge, but the bridge wasn't going to work. So although the waterway was open, you couldn't pass a certain point.
Mm-hmm.
Right now everything is open. I talked to the people up at the Dismal Swamp Welcome Center a couple of days ago, and the young lady there who heads that up had just been on the entire trip through the canal, and she said it's one of the first times she's done it, doing the whole thing in a couple of days. And there's a little duckweed in there, but it's not nearly as bad as it has been, it's not nearly as serious it caused concern. And it tends to move out of the way easily, just with the bow of the boat. But that's when the Dismal Swamp is open and everything is operating, that's a good sign. As is the regular waterway coming down through Coin Jock and that way if you decide to come. But waterway is open all the way through, and from what I understand, at this time, the Socastee Bridge, which is way down in South Carolina, along the Waccamaw River, has now started operating again, so the waterway is open all the way through South Carolina. So at this moment, as of today, and of course Michael's out there, and I'm not sure what Michael is doing south of me right now, but for the most part, the waterway is open, and I think many of the facilities along there are open also. There's an entire list of these that are listed on our website that you can search. You just go to the search bar, put in there shoaling, put in the name of a marina, and put in Florence, and it'll give you the conditions of Florence so that you can kind of have an idea of what to expect as you cruise.
Right.
But it's open.
Winston, you mentioned,
and we welcome
you mentioned
everybody.
Shoaling. Yeah, definitely, and it's good to hear that it's open and you can navigate all the way through. Here in Charleston, we were thankfully really spared from really just about any impacts from Florence. But shoaling is something, we deal with on a regular basis on a lot of our waterway. In the upstate and into North Carolina, that's not always as much of an issue, but of course, post-storm, you have to wonder about that. So do you have any information as of yet? Has any surveying been done looking for new shoaling or new depths on the waterway? And how can we stay on top of new reports on that?
Kim, that's an excellent question. And yes, the Corps of Engineers, I think, has done an outstanding job so far. I mean, some of the surveys that they've done around Browns Inlet in North Carolina, New River Inlet, Topsail, Lockwood Folly just came in, and they've got the graphs that are beyond the website. I think one of the things that the Corps and the Coast Guard are seeing is that, the usual suspects always approach with caution. Always approach if you can at the high, at least between the two mid tides on the high side. Look for postings on our website. Certainly, the forum of the Great Loop, you guys share information, which is, sort of part of our motto, cruisers helping cruisers. So look and see who's been where. They're probably sharing on some forums, Great Loop or Cruisers Net. But the usual suspects are approach with caution. The Coast Guard is saying because the waters have been so swift, there have been some currents reported, I think, of, with all the flooding, which have been at record levels, some buoys may be off station. And in most of these surveys, they will note, it may seem uncomfortable, but, take this red marker at a certain position that you may not think is right. So if you go to CruisesNet, go up to our search window, put in Florence, Hurricane Florence shoaling, and it'll start to give you those areas to go to. And I'd say use that search engine to get to where you want to go quicker than trying to go through a number of postings that are just out there. Try to get to them quicker. And then, of course, if you want to look at the surveys, they're there also. And what the Corps does there, I think, is just awesome with those, the depth soundings they do and showing you kind of where to go. So be aware, be cautious, stay alert.
Good. Good advice, good information on how to find more details. We're going to take a quick break and listen to a message from one of our sponsors. When we come back, we'll jump into some specifics, Winston, if that's okay with you, specific marinas perhaps and anchorages and things like that may have been adversely affected. We'll be back in a moment.
Standing by.
Curtis Stokes & Associates is a yacht brokerage company that specializes in Great Loop capable boats. Curtis Stokes is a supporter of AGLCA at the Admiral level. If you're looking to buy or sell a Great Loop veteran from a trusted and knowledgeable broker, visit the company on the web at curtisstokes.net. Email curtisstokes@curtisstokes.net or call 954-684-0218.
We're back on Great Loop Radio chatting with Winston Fowler about the status of the ICW, primarily in North Carolina and the upper part of South Carolina, post-Florence. Winston, if we could, we'd like to jump into some, we've kind of talked about an overview. Let's look at some specifics. Are there any of the more popular marinas that people may be looking to visit that are either not reopened yet or have substantial damage and can't provide service?
You know, there are. I'm going to say none of the real popular ones that we know of are totally closed. The biggest exception there is the area around New Bern, North Carolina, up on the Neuse River. We did talk to the Galley Stores Marina there, and Mark said that he's got everything except fuel, and they're still working on that, but he's got power, he's got water, the laundry's open. Bridge Point Marina, which is, I think, across, you know, just across the river from the actual town, the old part of town, is totally wiped out. They are closed completely. But the marina that was there at the hotel, where I think you actually, there have been some looper events there at the New Bern Grand Marina. They've done a great job. Their outer docks were meant to be sort of an attenuation device, and they served the marina well. They took a pounding, those outer docks took a pounding, and they took on a heck of a lot of water. And in fact, the dock master now is in up on the second floor of the hotel because everything on the first level there was flooded. If you want to go into New Bern and visit New Bern, call ahead. I think it's Jeremy. Speak to Jeremy, and he can work you in. Another good one has always been River Forest Marina down around the Belhaven area. They were exposed also. Henry says that, you know, they do have some limited space. They can take people in that want to, you know, visit the area. They do have some rooms there at the manor. But it's very limited, and he's got some electrical issues he's still working on, but he's working hard. I think the other one would be River Dunes. They're open. They've got a few things they're working on that have been damages to some of their transient space. He said, please call ahead because they're trying to accommodate people, and as they come and go, they will do so, but they want people to come in. Whitaker Creek, totally closed. Homer Smith Docks, good place to pick up some fuel and everything. They're fully operational. If you're looking for seafood at R.E. Mayo, they can give you diesel. It is a gravity feed operation at the moment, but all of their freezers are intact. They are still getting fresh seafood from their boat, so you can resupply with seafood. Let's see, Morehead City, Beaufort, all those areas, wide open and ready to go. Southport, Wilmington, you know, wide open, ready to go. Even Bath Marina, they've got a few limitations up there, but they're off and going. Coin Jock, those of you like to stop in for the prime rib on your way south, fully operational, ready to go. Elizabeth City, Edenton, Dismal Swamp, Albemarle Plantation. In fact, a buddy in the tech gang up there say this is a great year to do the Albemarle Loop, mainly because most of everybody around the loop is operational. And although Manteo is not part of that, Manteo is fully operational and a great town to spend some time in. And I tell you what, Kim, I get excited. I wish I was out there because I don't want to go too fast here, and I want to see all these places in North Carolina, and I'm not sure I got enough time on my bucket list left to do them all. But
well,
know, for the most part, everything is operational.
Yeah, and it's great to hear that, and I'm sure you, like I, was watching the coverage of Florence and seeing the webcams that were there, right there in New Bern, right along the walkway where we did have our event, and, you know, New Bern Grand there, and it is amazing how well that particular facility held up, and we appreciate their sponsorship. Melissa True from New Bern Grand will actually be at the rendezvous next week as well, and she'll share some details. But they have had tremendous effort, working extremely hard, and it shows by the updates she's been sending me on how much they've recovered already. And it's heartbreaking to see some of those marinas that did not fare as well and will be closed longer, but hopefully they can all bounce back. And thankfully, there is enough open, it sounds like, Winston, to accommodate everyone as they're coming through.
Oh, there is. And, you know, we just got a note in yesterday from Bellhaven at the Chamber of Commerce and from some of the marinas out there. The new owners, if you haven't been to Dowry Creek since the new owners took over, you need to stop in there just to meet the most enthusiastic group and have them tell you the story of how they got the family into the marina business. Midwest family, retired military, Corps of Engineers. That's worth the stop at Dowry Creek. And then, of course, the people in Bellhaven say everything is operational, and that's a great little town. Washington, North Carolina, they did say that Mr. Brass said that they did have some electrical issues, but that was 2 weeks ago, and he was hoping to have those worked out in about 2 or 3 days. So there's some great places to visit in North Carolina and all the way down, as I said. So just take your time and enjoy and be safe. And, you know, this will give that old Waccamaw River time to get rid of all the garbage that it's got floating through it and in South Carolina.
Yeah. Well, and I want to talk a little bit about anchorages, but I know this is going to be a little bit harder to cover because you can't just call the number for the anchorage and find out if they're open, obviously. You know, marinas are a little bit easier to track their status because there's people you can talk to. And without as many boats having come through yet, there's probably not great information yet about, you know, any changes to the bottom in some of the anchorages. But any feedback you can give us on places perhaps to avoid or places that might be good spots to anchor at this point?
Kim, from the time that you've been invited to participate, I've looked out for some of those. People are, we see where they're dropping their anchor. Now, we have not seen one negative report about an anchorage that somebody has dropped their hook on that has changed or caused them to say, wow, not going to drop the anchor there anymore. So if you've got your anchoring guide and you've looked at the history of where you want to anchor, I would say just, you know, do your prudent anchoring process, make sure it's holding, you know, and watch your currents. If it, you know, I don't know what Michael's going to do, and this is post Lawrence and, you know, right in the middle of Michael, but watch the currents in the rivers if it's inland rains, because it does come down, it does increase. So I'd say just be careful, but we have nothing to report from a negative standpoint or a concern.
Good. That's excellent to know. So we kind of talked in the beginning that the more traditional looping schedule is probably not to hit North Carolina until the spring, although we know there's lots of people going through for other reasons. You know, right. It sounds like a lot of recovery has already happened, but by the spring, do you think there'll be any lasting effects that loopers should be concerned about?
Every time we spoke to somebody and we asked them about it, you know, where they were going to be, they kept saying, give me 2 weeks, give me 30 days, give me 60 days, you know, to have that. We think by spring, they're going to be all looking forward to it and all looking forward to those guys headed toward the Chesapeake Bay. So I think to a T, everybody said, yes, we should be up and running completely by then unless we have some other, you know, major hiccup. So I think all's good for the spring North Fleet.
Well, that is great news, and it sounds like it's also good for those migrating south in the very near future. So that's great news.
Absolutely.
Given the power and the rainfall from Florence. It's good to hear that the waterway is doing okay. Hopefully, in a few weeks, we can have a similar report that will be as encouraging about the damage to the Gulf Coast there from Michael, and we'll try to bring that to our listeners as soon as we can get some information. Any other thoughts, Winston? Anything else you want to share that perhaps I haven't asked about the waterway in North Carolina?
Well, Kim, I think you've done a good job, and I think most people are going to put their, you know, their common sense cap on and approach this with, you know, some level of caution and certainly, you know, good planning. If they have any, I would like to say this, because if you go to cruisersnet.net and you start searching around, we are launching our new revised website this weekend. So it does come with a tutorial. Take the time to look through that tutorial, learn how to use it. It's faster, it gets you places quicker, and I think it presents the information now in a format that's a little more I'd use the word user-friendly, but from what we get from all the people that have been testing and all the beta site things, it has a better formatting to present the information. So if you see something change, just go through the tutorial and take a look at it. Use the search engine, and anything you see that you don't like, our contact information is up there. Drop us a note. We'll get it posted. But, you know, just take your time, and I sincerely hope most people will enjoy North Carolina in some of the areas off the cruisers, off the ICW a little bit, and then get back on it. All the way down, you know, to the border of South Carolina. Lockwood Folly, there's a graph on there, so people are going through at mid-tides and to high tides without any problem. So don't be anxious. Get out there and enjoy, and send us what you think, and share your experiences on the water.
That's great information, Winston, and for our listeners, cruisersnet.net, a great place to stay up to date on all of these changes to the waterway. Winston, thank you for joining us. We appreciate you sharing your time and your information with us today, and we'll hope to have you back soon with some more updates.
We look forward to it. Everybody, keep their eye on Michael. I'm not sure what it's doing. I'm a little bit north of it, but thank you for this time, Kim, and all the loopers. Enjoy, be safe. You're on an adventure of a lifetime.
Thanks, Winston. To our listeners, thank you for joining us again. We'll be back next week with another episode of Great Loop Radio. Until then, safe cruising.